Here we go. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, counting down the days till Christmas. And I'm going to give you another history of a Christmas song today on The Good Stuff. But first, a reminder, the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey at Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick Shippey and staff.
We're not just wishing Merry Christmas, but the very sobering thought that we're not that far away from 2026.
Kind of counting down the days to that, too, aren't we?
Indeed. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News, published every Saturday. Visit online tsln.com.
And a Merry Christmas from the Valentine Community and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. As you're planning your 2026 getaway, check things out at visitvalentine.com. They'd be glad to host you right here at a camping spot, an Airbnb, one of the over 300 motel rooms. Yep, a lot of things to do right here in the Valentine area. Did you know, Kim, Santa Claus is Coming to Town was controversial?
It was controversial? What was the controversy?
It was not instantly beloved. It was released in 1934, and it was controversial enough to be banned in some schools and churches. The lyrics warning children that Santa was watching you were considered frightening by some parents. Luckily, those concerns faded quickly, and now the song is one of the most joyful and energetic holiday tunes, bringing excitement and anticipation to children and adults alike. So if watching you made them feel uneasy, what would they think about up on the housetop?
Yeah, that's a little scary. Coming down your chimney adds a whole different element.
What do you have today, Kim?
I have one of the last Christmas poems that Rod sent to Jim when Jim was doing The Good Stuff. And it was obviously just before his passing. It's called "Neath a Christmas Eve Sky." There's a halo that's circling round a moon shining bright, adding wonder and glory to the heavens tonight. And it seems to be saying, to this cowboy at least, it was on such an evening when the young prince of peace. And I know without doubting, as the bunkhouse draws nigh, that it's Christmas I'm feeling neath a Christmas Eve sky. There's a wind slightly blowing through the needles of pine, and the shadows are looming where the moonbeams now shine. And the soft sound of singing come adrift into me as the hands are now gathering round a small lighted tree. And it brings me a smile, Lord, and a tear to my eye, so I'm heading home finally neath a Christmas Eve sky. Rod Nichols, and again, he wrote this shortly before he passed on.
So you're an Elvis Presley fan, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, the song Blue Christmas, he's not the only one that had done that, but his version, I think, is probably the most famous anyway. That song was actually written in 1948, and it definitely takes a different emotional tone. It captures the loneliness and heartbreak that some experience during the holiday season, a poignant contrast to the usual upbeat carols. Elvis's soulful delivery made the song a classic, giving voice to those who feel bittersweet during the festivities. Another little inside story of the Christmas songs.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. From North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Are they getting winter up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they?
Yeah, I heard there's a whole bunch of snow between here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been watching that, I guess. So good luck to you folks up there.
Yes. Stay warm. Stay safe. So why is Santa so good at karate?
I give up.
He has a black belt.
That's true. He does, doesn't he? True.
What goes oh?
Santa's boots when he's walking across the floor.
Santa walking backwards.
Oh.
Okay, come on, laugh. That was funny.
They got to be good for me to laugh at.
Oh, well, your criteria is awfully high. What do you call Santa when he runs out of money?
Poor Santa.
Saint Nicholas.
Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Okay, got it, got it.
All right. Why did Santa Claus get a parking ticket on Christmas Eve?
He parked on the rooftop.
He left his sleigh in a snow parking zone.
Oh, snow removal route. We all have snow removal routes now. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, maybe it's counting down to New Year's. What's your New Year's resolution going to be or not be in this case?
Yeah.
Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.